This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Well, welcome back to the pregame lineup card. Twins and Giants getting set for the series opener in San Francisco, a city, an organization very special to our own Dan Gladden. So we decided to feature Danny in this week's Tale of the Tape. Now, we have dug into our recently expanded audio archives, and we have one of Danny's best regular season games as a Twin. Here's Twins curator Clyde Deppner.
Play ball! The Minnesota Twins are on the air.
April 8th, 1988. The boys are back in town. The 1987 world champion Minnesota Twins' memorable season was anchored by a definitive home field advantage. The Twins went 56-25 at the Dome during the regular season and a perfect 6-0 in the postseason. April 8th was the home opener for the Twins, as the fans were eager to welcome home the World Series champions. Dan Gladden was set to lead off in the bottom of the first and felt the energy.
Well, I just remember that leading off the bottom of the first inning, and you talked about the 50,000-plus fans there, and I remember the homer hankies. It was like at the end of the year when we won the World Series, all the homer hankies they had going there. It reminded me of that. And I remember they were playing The Boys Are Back in Town, and it was just a great theme song, and they were blaring it. And I remember the on-deck circle just kind of getting a little bit of goosebumps.
Winded by Steve and the 2-0 delivery. Gladden swings it, but long way to left. It's gone. Long home run for Gladden. The Twins lead 1-0.
In his next at-bat, Gladden would put the first pitch in play as called by Herb Carneal.
Swings it to drive up the middle, a base hit. Kurnanski will score 2-0, Twins. Lombardozzi goes to second. Dan Gladden with a sharp single up the middle, and he now has had six hits in his last seven at-bats.
With the Twins leading 3-2 in the seventh inning, the Blue Jays would go to the bullpen to face Gladden with Steve Lombardozzi at third base and nobody out.
Gladden swings, lines it to left. It is a fair ball. The Twins lead 4-2 on a Dan Gladden double to the left field corner. Ball gets away and Gladden makes the turn but holds at second base.
Gladden advanced to third on a sacrifice bunt from Greg Gagne, and after retiring Puckett, the Jays would go to the bullpen again with second-year pitcher David Wells.
One strike to count. Gladden's trying to steal home. He does it. He's safe. Dan Gladden has stolen home, and the Twins lead 5-2. Ernie Witt is arguing, but Derwin Merrill has called Dan Gladden safe.
Well, I don't know what else Dan Gladden could do. He's had a home run, a single, a double, and now he has stolen home.
Dan Gladden, as he came up off of his slide, indicating he was safe.
Yeah. He looked safe.
Who's going to argue with him?
Gladden finished his memorable game by getting to Wells again in the eighth.
The curve swung on, hit it here to center field. Deep. Back goes Mosby, way back. And that one is a home run. It cleared the center field canvas just out of Mosby's grasp. What else can Gladden do tonight?
What a game by Dan Gladden. 4-for-5 with 4 RBIs and a steal of home. He recapped his incredible performance with his future broadcast partner, John Gordon, after the game.
Ever had a game like that before?
Not really that I can remember, but it sure was exciting tonight. TK said before we come out, make it entertaining, and I think the people out there were definitely entertained tonight.
All right, before the last home run, the steal of home, how'd you decide to do that?
Well, that's something that we discussed in spring training. I've always felt that's part of my game, and looked into the dugout, kind of asked TK for permission after the first pitch. He kind of just rolled his eyes, and I looked at Herbeck and shook my head like, yeah, I'm coming, and he shook his head no, and then he looked back at me and shook his head okay. He said he wasn't sure if I was still coming or not, but it was a perfect situation right there. Those are the things that that we work on and that help us win ball games is two outs, left-hander pitcher going against a left-handed hitter. He went from the windup, so it was one of those things that made it exciting.
When's the last time you stole home?
I've tried it three times in the major leagues and been out three times.
You'll remember this one for a long time. Congratulations on a big game.
Thank you very much.
That's this week's Tale of the Tape.
TK rolling his eyes. Herbeck saying no. Yeah, here comes Danny stealing home. Absolutely love it, especially the portion midway through during the play-by-play of the steal of home when Gordo exclaimed, "Who's going to argue with him?" Some things never change. Danny finished with four RBI in that game, which at the time was tied for his career high. He later drove in five in a game for Detroit in 1993. Again, we have gotten our hands on tons of lost games and programs, and we are going through and highlighting some of the special moments in Twins history. We package them up for Friday night's Tale of the Tape segment, but then we release the entire broadcast on YouTube. Just search Twins Broadcasts. You will find this one and others we have released this season. Well, you could fire up Thin Lizzy tonight as the boy is back in town. Northern California native Joe Ryan gets his first chance to start a game in the majors in San Francisco. We hear from Joe next here in your home for Twins baseball.